Hello, everyone, and welcome to English for You. Today, it's our writing unit, so of course, we will be doing translation today. But before we continue, let's find out who's in the studio.
Hello, my name's Daphne.
And my name is Lily. Okay, so we're translating some sentences today. Like always, we're going to be looking at pairs of sentences, so two sentences at a time. So I know translation can be a little bit difficult, but this will definitely help you with your writing.
跟以往一样，我们今天的翻译单元呢，有三个题组，每一个题组里头分别有两个句子。接着我们就来看第一个题组，它的第一个句子是这样子的，研究显示，很多青少年从不把他们感受到的压力告诉父母。那么这个句子呢，它的主要动词是显示，显示是一个及物动词，所以我们可以把后面的这个部分呢，当成一个名词子句来处理。我们先来看怎么样翻译研究显示这个部分。
Well, we could say a study or studies show something, but we can also use some other verbs as well. Instead of saying this study shows, we can say this study suggests or these studies indicate.
Study 这个字，动词的意思我们知道是研读，但是当名词来用呢，可以做研究解释，它是一个可数名词，所以放在句首，我们可以说 a study shows 或者是 studies show。动词的部分除了 show 之外呢，也可以用 suggest 或者是 indicate。那么再来看后面的这个部分，刚才讲过可以用名词子句的方式来处理，需要一个连接词 that。不过这个 that 呢也是可以省略的。这个子句当中呢，我们要用到的动词是告诉，可是这里是一个否定，很多青少年从不把他们感受到的压力告诉父母。青少年的英文是 teenagers. Why do we call them teenagers?
Well, we call them teenagers because we're talking about people from the ages of 13 to 19. So you can see these ages, they all end in teen. So that's how we get the word teenager. Take a look at the word teen and age.
刚才莉莉解释啊，青少年呢，就是从13岁到19岁这个年龄层的年轻人。至于为什么是 teenagers 呢？因为 13 跟 19 这些字的字尾呢，都有 T-E-E-N 这个字。至于青少年的形容词的话呢，就是把那个字尾的 R 去掉，是 teenage。我们现在来举个例子，张太太发现跟她那青少年时期的女儿沟通很难。
Mrs. Chang finds it hard to communicate with her teenage daughter.
我们的主词是很多青少年，所以我们可以说 many teenagers. 但是他们从来不把他们感受到的压力告诉父母。告诉某人有关某事的话，这个动词片语是 tell somebody about something. 我们在这里也举一个例子，我绝不会把这件事告诉任何人，我会保密。
I'll never tell anyone about it.I'll keep it a secret.
那么青少年呢，绝对不会把他们感受到的压力告诉父母。感受到的压力这个字呢，我们可以用 stress 或者是 pressure 这个字。所以这个名词子句的部分，英文就变成了
Many teenagers never tell their parents about the stress they feel.
Lily, do you tell your parents about the stress you feel?
Well, sometimes if I'm having a really big problem, but usually I don't want to trouble my parents. So if I'm just really stressed, I'll stay in my room and I actually won't talk to them.
Lily 是一个非常孝顺的女孩子，她说呢，她如果感受到压力，她会尽量不要去麻烦父母。当她感受到压力的时候呢，她会一个人在房间里头。What do you do in your room?
Well, I try to relax, so maybe I will read a book or I'll play on the computer, but if I'm really stressed, then usually I can't stop thinking about what is stressing me out. So usually I just have to wait until that stressful period in my life is over.
Lily 的解决压力方法呢，就是等一阵子。有的时候呢，过一阵子，你的压力呢，自然而然就没有了。 接着我们来看第二句话，他们反而选择和网友讨论。这里的他们当然指的是青少年。至于反而这个字呢，我们可以用副词 instead 来表示，可以把它放在句首。不过放在句首的时候呢，后面要加上一个逗点和句子分开，或者是放在句尾，不需要有标点符号。我们下面举个例子， George 没有念医学，而是决定当律师。
George didn't study medicine. Instead, he decided to become a lawyer. You can also say, George didn't study medicine. He decided to become a lawyer instead.
除了用 instead 这个副词之外呢，我们还可以用另外一个片语是 instead of. 因为 of 是介系词的关系，所以后面我们要加的是名词或者是动名词。同样这个句子呢，我们如果用 instead of 来改写的话，就变成了 instead of studying medicine, George decided to become a lawyer, 或者是 George decided to become a lawyer instead of studying medicine.而这些青少年呢，他们选择要和网友讨论，选择去做某事的话，我们要用到一个动词片语，就是
choose to do something。
那至于动词讨论，当然就是 discuss。至于网友呢，它的英文我们要来请问一下莉莉老师了。
We can say online pal, but it's interesting because you can also call these friends chat buddies.Because usually, you use chat programs to talk with your friends on the internet, for example, MSN.
因为你多半呢是在网络上和这些朋友聊天，所以这个 online pal 呢，另外一个说法呢就是 chat buddies. Chat, C-H-A-T, 你跟他聊天。Buddies 呢用的是复数 B-U-D-D-I-E-S, B-U-D-D-I-E-S. 接着我们来看这第二句话呢，应该翻译成为
Instead, they choose to discuss it with their online pals.
或者是你把 instead 放在句尾变成了 they choose to discuss it with their online pals instead.
Exactly. So here we have these two sentences. Studies show that many teenagers never tell their parents about the stress they feel. Instead, they choose to discuss it with their online pals. And I think this is true with many teenagers, because sometimes teenagers feel like their parents are too old and they don't understand their own problems, so teenagers feel more comfortable talking to their friends who are the same age as them.
That's right.
Okay, it's now time for us to take a short break, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll go through the next two sentences of today's unit. Welcome back, everyone, to English for You. We are doing translation today, and we've already gone through two sentences. But let's take a look at our next sentences.
接着我们要进行第二个题组的练习。第一句话是 Mark and Betty 即将到德国看世界杯足球赛。那么这个句子呢，我们说即将到一个地方，有一个英文的动词片语就是 be about to, 后面加上动词原形。例如这个句子，这班飞机即将要起飞。
The plane is about to take off.
Take off 就是起飞的意思。如果你看到天上乌云密布啊，好像马上就要下雨了，你可以说 It's about to rain. 至于 Mark 跟 Betty 两个人，他们即将要到德国去。德国的英文是什么？
Germany.
Germany 呢是一个名词，代表德国这个国家。不过另外一个名词 German 它也是名词用法，比方说德文。Do you speak German?
No, I don't speak German, but I speak a little bit of French.
Lily 说她不会说德文，但是她会说一点法文。German 当名词来用，除了是德文之外呢，还可以说是德国人。那么 German 这个字本身也可以当形容词来用，就是德国的。好了，说到德国，那么 Mark 跟 Betty 要到德国去做什么呢？去看世界杯足球赛。How do you say 世界杯足球赛？
Well, that's the World Cup.
因为世界杯足球赛是一个非常大的比赛，因此呢，我们要大写，它是一个专有名词。至于动词的话呢，我们要用 watch。这里举一个例子 ，Ellen 昨天晚上在电视上看了一场网球赛。
Ellen watched a tennis match on TV last night. So you can also use this word watch, for example, when you're watching TV.So, every night, I watch TV for 1 hour. We also have the word see. You can go and see a movie. Or sometimes, you might go and see a friend. You might visit them. A similar word is look at. If you're looking at something, well, it usually means that you're staring at it. You're looking at it for a long time.
刚才 Lily 提到了动词 watch 还有 see 以及 look at 不同的用法，比方说看电视呢，我们用 watch TV， 至于 see 你可以 see a movie 看电影，至于 look at 后面加上一个受词，表示呢你看这个东西的时间比较长，是很仔细的在观察的。世界杯足球赛每四年举行一次，是足球赛当中最受重视的，因为今年即将在德国举行，所以我们也可以说是2006年的世界杯足球赛。所以如果我们讲清楚，就变成了 The 2006 World Cup, and it will take place in Germany. Lily, do you like to watch football?
Yes, I do. It can be very exciting. But it's interesting that you asked me if I like to watch football, because Americans, when they watch the World Cup, they say they are watching soccer. So just remember that most countries in the world call this sport football, but America, they call it soccer.
虽然我们中文呢都说足球，但是美国人以及其他西方国家对于这种 football 呢有不同的称呼。美国人呢称之为 soccer，S-O-C-C-E-R， 但是欧洲国家还有其他的亚洲国家呢则称之为 football。好，所以第一个句子它的翻译应该是
Mark and Betty are about to go to Germany to watch the World Cup.
接着我们来看第二句话，一听到这件事 ,Tony 决定休假一个星期加入他们。一听到一件事情就如何，在英文当中我们可以用不同的句型来表示，比方说这里举例 ,upon 后面加上动名词片语，然后再接上主词动词，例如这里的一个例子。
Upon stepping out of the car, she was surrounded by a lot of fans.
这句话的意思是他一踏出车子就被一群影迷包围住了。那么同样的句子呢，我们可以用 as soon as 来连接前后两个子句。
As soon as she stepped out of the car, she was surrounded by a lot of fans.
或者我们可以用 the moment 来连接。
The moment she stepped out of the car, she was surrounded by a lot of fans.
这三个可以代换的句型，因为它的主词都是一样的，特别是第一个，当它被省略的时候呢，意思仍然保留。但是如果两个主词是不同的时候呢，第一种句型我们就不能够采用了，一定要用 as soon as 或者是 the moment 这个句型。比方说，我一离开那个建筑物，就开始下雨了。句子是 as soon as I left the building, it started to rain.或者是 the moment I left the building, it started to rain. 那么至于 Tony 一听到这个事情，这个前半部呢，我们要改成 upon hearing this. Tony 怎么样呢？决定要做一件事情，用哪一个动词呢？
Decide to do something. Or you can say, make up one's mind to do something.
所以我们用这两个动词片语来分别造一个例句。Henry 已经决定出国念书。
Henry has decided to study abroad. Or, Henry has made up his mind to study abroad.
Tony 他决定的事情呢是要休假一个星期。在英文当中，休假有一个动词片语就是 take, 后面加上时间，然后再加上 off, 比方说休一天的假 ,take a day off。这里举个例子 ,Jill 感冒了休了一天的假。
Jill had a cold and took one day off.
那至于 Tony 呢，因为他决定要休假一个星期，所以 Tony 呢 has decided to take one week off. 做什么呢？加入他们。他们呢就指的是 Mark 跟 Betty。在英文当中有一个动词呢，我们用来表示加入某一个人的活动，或者是加入某一个组织。这个英文字是
join。
这里举个例子，我高一的时候呢，加入了直排轮社。
I joined the inline skating club in my first year of high school.
Lily, when you were a high school student, what clubs did you join?
Well, I was in the stamp club for a while, and then I was also in the bridge club. In the bridge club, we learned how to play the card game bridge. So, once a week during lunchtime, I would go and play bridge with some of my friends.
Lily 告诉我们，在高中的时候呢，她曾经参加过两个社团，一个呢就是 stamp club，也就是集邮社，另外一个呢是 Bridge Club， 也就是桥牌社。好，我们再回过头来看看第二句话应该怎么翻译呢？
Upon hearing this, Tony decided to take one week off and join them. But remember, we can also use as soon as. As soon as Tony heard this, he decided to take one week off and join them. Or you can say,The moment Tony heard this, he decided to take one week off and join them. Wow, that sounds exciting, and that's the end of our second pair of sentences. Well, we're going to take another short break, but don't go away because that's right, we still have two more sentences to translate. Welcome back, everyone. We're nearing the end of the show today, but before we can finish, we have to translate our last two sentences.
接着我们要进行第三个题组的翻译练习。第一个句子是 Shirley 找不到她的信用卡，她想可能已经把它弄丢了。找不到某样东西，英文当中呢有一个动词就是 find。 那么如果你正在寻找的时候，我们要用一个动词片语，就是 look for。 例如，我找到我的笔记本了，这句话我可以说
I found my notebook。
如果你要表达我正在找我的笔记本，这句话应该是
I'm looking for my notebook。
所以你一开始的动作呢是 to look for something， 找了以后找到了你可以用 find， 如果没有找到当然就用否定字了。 Shirley 她找不到她的信用卡，所以这个前半句应该是
Shirley couldn't find her credit card。
Lily, do you have a credit card? Or I should ask you, how many credit cards do you have?
Well, I have two credit cards, and I know sometimes it can be easy to lose them.
Have you ever lost your credit card?
Only for a very short period of time. Once I thought I lost my credit card, but actually I just put it in a different place, so I was really happy when I found it.
可是 Shirley 就没有 Lily 这么幸运了。因为他没有找到，所以他想呢，可能已经把他给弄丢了。这里的他当然指的是信用卡。弄丢卡这个动词呢，我们要用 lose， 因为他只是猜测，所以说有可能怎么样。表示的方法呢，就是助动词 might 后面用现在完成式。举个例子，他看起来蛮面熟的，我以前可能见过他。
She looked familiar.I might have met her before.
所以这里的 I might have met her before 是表示呢，说话的人认为可能以前跟他见过面。然后我们再看看其他另外的，像 should 或者是 could 这种助动词，后面也可以接完成式，但是它的意思呢就有一点不一样了。它的意思是表示本来应该怎么样，但实际上呢却没有做到的事情。例如这里的第一个例子，你应该用英文填这个表格。
You should have filled out the form in English.
表示我们告诫别人，你应该用英文填的，而对方呢，没有用英文填，所以很可能必须要重填。另外一个例子，Mike 本来可以赢得冠军的。
Mike could have won the championship.
本来可以赢得表示实际上呢，他没有赢得，也许是疏忽了，或者是他不小心受伤了。至于 Shirley 呢，他想他可能已经把他给弄丢了。那这个部分的英文应该是
She thought she might have lost it.
把信用卡弄丢了，他非常的担心。Lily, let me ask you, what should you do if you lose your credit card in Taiwan?
Well, if you lose your credit card and you're pretty sure that you can't find it, you should call the credit card company and tell them, so they can cancel the card. They need to cancel the card because if someone has taken your credit card, that means they can use it to buy things, and you have to pay the money. So if you tell the credit card company, they will cancel the card so it cannot be used anymore. But then you have to get a new card. So usually you have to pay a little bit of money, and the credit card company will give you a new card with a new number.
刚才 Lily 告诉我们，如果在台湾你的信用卡弄丢了，那么当然你要打电话给你这个银行的信用卡公司，然后请他们 cancel your card。Cancel 的意思呢，就是取消，它的拼法是 cancel， 然后银行呢会发另外一张信用卡给你，但是他们通常呢会收取一些手续费，也就是 service charge。 service 呢就是服务，那么 charge 呢就指的是费用，这个字的拼法是 charge。我们来看看 Shirley 打算怎么做呢？他的哥哥叫他别担心。叫某人如何，在英文当中呢，我们可以用一个动词片语，就是
tell somebody to do something。
如果是叫某人不要做某事的话呢，当然就要用否定了。
Tell somebody not to do something。
注意这个 not 呢，要放在不定词的前面。接下来我们看两个例句。第一个例句，它的中文是老师叫我明天把作业带来。
The teacher told me to bring my homework tomorrow.
妈妈常叫我在她讲话时别插嘴。
Mother often tells me not to interrupt her when she's talking.
当别人在讲话的时候，插嘴是非常不礼貌的，难怪妈妈要告诉她。那么她的哥哥叫她别担心，担心这个字我们的英文用的是
Worry.
如果 worry 后面有受词的话，也就是担心某件事情的话呢，要加上一个介系词 worried about. 例如这里的这个例句，不用担心你的成绩，你已经尽力了。
Don't worry about your grade. You've done your best.
所以 Shirley 她的哥哥要她别担心。
Her brother told her not to worry.
最后一句话我们看到的是，他所需要做的事情呢，就是打电话给银行，可能是哥哥告诉他的。这句话呢，在英文当中有一个句型，就是 all 或者是 what somebody has to do is 后面加上动词原形。举例说明 ，Cathy 每天都花很多时间上网，他所需要做的事情呢，就是离电脑远一点。这句话的英文是。
Cathy spends lots of time every day surfing the internet. All she has to do is stay away from the computer.
所以 all she has to do is 或者是 what she has to do is 后面接上动词原形，这件事情呢就是 stay away from the computer. 再举另外一个例子，我在厨房里不需要你的帮忙，你所需要做的事情呢就是把自己的房间打扫干净。
I don't need your help in the kitchen.All you have to do is clean up your own room.
而至于 Shirley, 她所需要做的事情呢，就是打电话给银行。打电话给某人或者是某个地方，这个动词呢，我们可以用
give somebody a call,
或者是直接用 call 后面加上受词。We can also give somebody a ring, right?
That's right.Because the telephone rings.
嗯哼，所以这个时候呢，我们除了用 give somebody a call， 也可以说 give somebody a ring， 因为 ring 呢就是电话铃响的声音，也就是打电话给他。这里我们来看一个例句，到达时请打个电话给我。
Please call me when you arrive. Or you can say, please give me a call when you arrive.
所以第一个例句 call 呢是一个动词用法，第二个例句的时候呢变成了一个片语了， give somebody a call 就是打电话给某人。 而 Shirley 她所要做的事情就是打电话给银行，所以这个句子应该是
All she had to do was call the bank.All right, so those were our last two sentences. They were, Shirley couldn't find her credit card. She thought she might have lost it. Her brother told her not to worry. All she had to do was call the bank. And that's right, that's all she had to do. It was very easy. She only had to do one thing.All right, that's the end of our unit, but before we end the show, we should go through all of the sentences that we translated today. So let's take a look at the beginning of today's lesson. Studies show that many teenagers never tell their parents about the stress they feel. Instead, they choose to discuss it with their online pals.And that's very true. Usually teenagers, they prefer to talk to their friends about their problems. Now let's take a look at the second set of sentences. Mark and Betty are about to go to Germany to watch the World Cup. Upon hearing this, Tony decided to take 1 week off and join them. Now remember, for the second sentence, you can also use as soon as. So you can say, as soon as Tony heard this, he decided to take 1 week off and join them. But you can also use the moment or the instant. The moment or instant Tony heard this, he decided to take 1 week off and join them.Now it's time to look at our last two sentences. Shirley couldn't find her credit card. She thought she might have lost it. Her brother told her not to worry. All she had to do was call the bank. All right, so those were our sentences for today. I hope you found the lesson useful. Please join us again on English for You next time. Until then, my name is Lily.
My name's Daphne.
See you next time.